Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So let the church,
let the church say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness? God bless you, beloved. We welcome you to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. We just thankful for all that God is doing for us, people. Praise God. You know, when you serve God, there's no other joy that you can have to know that God is walking with you, talking with you, communing with you, and you have sweet fellowship with him each and every day. As the word lets us know that his mercies are new every morning. So, beloved, know that God has something new for you today. He has a blessing for you. He just wants to let you know how much he loves you, how much he cares about you. Beloved, he is working all things out for you because God does love you and he cares. Praise God. We are going into the word of the Lord today. We're going to talk about don't succumb to the fatal distraction of anger, a fatal distraction, anything that will pull you so away from God that will cause detriment to your life, tragedy to your life. Praise God. And anger is one that if we do not deal with it, or we handle it the wrong way, if you will, it can lead to devastating results. So we're going to talk about not succumbing to it, not giving in to anger to the point of wrath, because we know that when a person gets to that point, praise God, they can do anything. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. And we ask, Father, that you would anoint this word, touch everyone that's listening. Father God, we thank you for those that have called in this morning, those that are listening, Father God, by a computer. Lord, we ask that you bless, that you minister. Father God, that most of all, that you have your way. Lord, you lead us and guide us by your Spirit. And we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, the scripture we're going to read today is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. And I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified version of the Bible, okay? The Bible says, when angry, do not sin. Now, that's real plain. You don't need any explanation for that statement. Simply, when you get angry, don't sin. Now, this lets us know that you will get angry. There's nothing wrong with anger itself. To a certain degree, what is wrong is when we allow anger to take a negative effect of us and get a hold of us, and we hold on to it, and then it grows, it infestures, and all kinds of things can happen. So the Bible says, when angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your expiration, your fury, or indignation last until the sun goes down. This is a very small window. When I looked at this, very small window. When you get angry, simply don't let the sun go down and find you in that anger. That's what it's saying. Leave no room or no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. So when we find ourselves in anger, we're not to give the enemy any foothold or opportunity. And by us allowing anger to remain, it opens a door. It opens a door for hatred, for bitterness, for wrath, for murder, for all these things to take place in us, for tragedy to happen. So we do not want this particular attitude, spirit, if you will, however you want to term it, to remain in us. Now, a fatal distraction is anything that can take hold of our life and cause death. Okay? For example, any root of bitterness that goes unchecked will lead to death to your spirit. So the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, he comes to give us life, and that more abundantly. And we want that life, the life of God, to always flow out of us. Things will irritate you. Things may get to you, but you cannot allow it to grab a hold of you, and you keep it. And one of the things that is important, beloved, is that one should never go to bed angry. Get things settled. Never lay down and you're angry and you're upset and, you know, you're mulling over what happened and going over and over and over again. You never know what could happen in your sleep. A lot of people lay down. I'm pretty sure there was someone that lay down last night and did not get up this morning. So you never let the sun go down and catch you in anger. This is something that should never be done. Always make sure you lay down in peace, that you have peace in your heart, peace with your brother, your sister, your family, whoever it is, spouse, children, grandchildren, dog, cat. Don't go to bed angry, okay? Listen, we've got to learn that God wants us to live in peace. He wants us to live according to his word. This is why I believe God puts these things in the word of God, so that daily we will know how we are to act and how we're to proceed. And you know, there are people that will grab a hold to a thing or mistake something, for example, a misunderstanding. Maybe they don't have all of the information they need, but because they got a piece, it was enough to make them upset. And because of that, they get angry. They internalize that. They isolate whatever. You know, all these things. We should not do that. If we follow what the word of God says, beloved, it will keep us free. And Jesus came that we may be free, that we might be free, and that we may walk in that freedom. So we've got to learn that these things that we hear and see in the word of God are for our benefit, okay? So anger is a strong feeling of displeasure and usually antagonism, okay, to go that far. When someone is antagonistic, they actively express opposition or hostility. So in other words, the anger can't be hidden. So when someone gets angry, you're going to know it by their face, you're going to know it by their actions, and they're going to say things and let you know that they're upset. Okay? It also means to provoke to sin by the enemy or to irritate. Okay? We are not to yield to this type of provoking. Okay? And sometimes children will provoke you. Your spouse may provoke you. Other people may provoke you, but you cannot allow that to grab a hold of you and then you react to it in a negative way. That's what caused Moses the promised land. He was provoked by the people. God gave him a command. God told him to speak to the rock. Well, he got provoked by the people, and instead of him speaking to the rock, he struck it. Okay? So he disobeyed God. He allowed the people's provoking and anger, that the anger he had, to overcome him, and he yielded to that in a negative way, and it cost him. So we have to be careful that when irritation comes, if these things come, that we counteract that right away, recognize it for what it is, and begin to pray. Father, help me. Lord, you know, I can't go there. Lord, you give me strength, you know, that type of thing. We have to remember that that's why the scripture says pray without ceasing. You see, prayer goes such a long way. That means don't cease to pray. Every turn that you see something come up, a situation, pray. Lord, now you see this is going on. I really need you to intervene. I need your wisdom. I need you to guide me through this small minefield, if you will. So when we pray and we ask God to help us, beloved, believe me, he will do it. He's right there. The Holy Spirit is with us. He's with us to lead us and guide us. Amen. He's a strength to us. And so we have to lean on that. We have to know that God, his word is true, and everything that he says is true, and he's made a way out. There's no temptation that will come to you that's not common to man, that's not common to God. In other words, the Lord knows about it. Jesus knows about it. So with that temptation or with that test, He will give you a way out. He'll give you a way of escape. So we have to recognize that the word is active. It is quick, it's powerful, it's alive. It will help you in that tight spot. So you don't have to give in to your flesh. You don't have to give in to the negative speed of anger. No, you don't have to. You don't have to say, I'm human and, you know, God just understands I was just having a bad day. No, you don't have to give in to that. Praise God. We have to make conscious choices to walk out our walks with the Lord and to walk them out according to the word. It's a day-by-day process. It's a moment-by-moment. Paul said, I die daily. So, but we have to, we want the word and we want to live the word and we must act it out and we must not just act it out, live it. Allow it to become a part of our life, every fiber of our being. Okay. Praise God. Now listen, the faculty to be angry is God created and perfectly sinless in itself. The misuse of it in all other faculties is what God condemns. God himself, beloved, has been angry many times because the people did things that he was not pleased with. I'm going to read a scripture in Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. It says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. He is displeased with complaining. He doesn't want us complaining and murmuring, okay? And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. So you can imagine all these meetings of people complaining, grumbling. God became angry, and he just sent fire through there, and a lot of them were destroyed. They were killed because of their complaining and their anger and the things that they had built up and complaining against God. Whatever the murmuring was, God was displeased, and God is not happy when we walk in this type of attitude. He's not pleased. He can't do anything for us when we decide to be angry and we keep it. We let it fester. We get bitter. We don't forgive. Beloved, one of the things you must learn is that things will happen to you. Situations will happen. Praise God. But you've got to release. We have to learn to forgive, to release people. When you really forgive, you release them. You let the whole situation go. You don't keep bringing it up. You don't keep mulling over it. You don't allow the enemy to play it over and over in your mind. You let it go. Let it go. Release totally. Forgive totally. Amen. Now listen, if you are angry, there should be a cause for it. You know, there are people that just live as angry people. They're angry about everything. You know, nothing can please them. And this is a miserable life to lead. And so if you are angry, there should be a cause for it. But again, you don't let it stay. You don't let it remain. Okay, we're going to go over to James chapter 1 and verse 19. I'm going to read that scripture. James chapter 1, verse 19. It says this, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be, listen to this, be swift to hear, okay, quick to listen, okay, slow to speak, okay, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So if you find yourself in anger and in this mode or attitude, you're not going to work God's righteousness because you're yielding to an attitude that is not godly and God has no part in it and he can't use it. So we must remember, beloved, that the word, again, is real quick. It's quick to our spirit, in other words. It will quicken us. The word of God will let you know. He'll speak to you. Don't hold on to that. Let that go. Just give it to me. You know, he'll speak. I don't know about you, but he speaks to me. Listen up there. Let that go. You know, you can't do anything about it. You can't change it. Let it go. Give it to me. Let me handle it. Let me fix it. And when you pray that prayer, Father God, I can't do anything with this. I ask you to fix it. Then you got to let him fix it. You have to let him take it. Some things we do have to walk through, beloved. But it's how we walk through. It's how we handle. It's how we allow the Holy Spirit to really have that place in our life the way we should. Okay. Another scripture over in Proverbs 14:29, it says this. It says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Okay? But he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. And we have to be careful that we're not so hasty, you know, that we're not just moving so fast that, you know, we're not thinking what we're doing. You know, allow the Lord to really settle you. Allow him to really, really get a hold of you so that you're just not moving off the top of your head. You're not doing things, and then down the road or 5 minutes after, then you're thinking, wait, I moved too quick. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have pulled back. You know, sometimes we, because of whatever, and then we want to just prove sometimes who we are. We don't have to prove anything. We love it. Amen. We just walk in the Word. Praise God. We allow the Lord to be in us. Amen. Abide in him. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to prove anything. Because the Holy Ghost will stand up in us when we allow him to firmly and really take that place in our life. Praise God. Now listen. The person under the control of the fatal distraction of anger will attempt to crush and strangle the object of the anger in an emotional and spiritual sense. Anger is emotionally fatal because it will strangle the positive outlook of the one bound by it, and it also breeds hostility. Anger strangles feelings of mercy. Okay? It will leave you merciless with no compassion to help others in their time of need. So when somebody gets angry, they don't care about the other person. They don't care about others at times. All they care about is themselves and how to appease themselves. So anger has detrimental results to our spirit and our walks with God. So there's a righteous anger, according to Scripture. He does tell us, you know, to be angry but not sin, okay? For example, when women are exploited through pornography or innocent blood is shed through the horror of abortion, when a child is abducted from their home, all of these things cause one to get angry, but we're still not to sin. All of these things should stir us to pray and come against the enemy and the demonic forces in operation in order to halt the devil's attack. So we gain victory through prayer. Prayer will strengthen us. Prayer will keep us even in these types of examples we just gave you. Praise God. One of the reasons anger is allowed to fester and grow is one fails to forgive. As we already said, you've got to release. You can't hold on to things. No matter what the enemy does, we must walk in forgiveness, okay? The love of Jesus must be shed abroad in our hearts for real. When you really love God and you love people, no matter what people do to us, we love, we forgive. It's a choice. It's automatic. It's something that's done that you will to do, that you willingly do. You don't do it just begrudgingly. You don't do it for faith. Because when you do things for faith, beloved, it's really a show. You don't mean it. You're pretending. And believe me, the real you is going to come out. You really love people. Believe me. Folks are going to know it. People are going to really know. Oh, yeah, you know, that person really does love God and love people. And then it's going to come through. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and then glorify the Father which is in heaven. We're not the one to be glorified and put on a pedestal. We're nothing. Without the Lord, you're nothing, beloved. Without him, you can do nothing, the Bible says. So we're dependent on him in that aspect. It's all Jesus. It's nothing of us. Praise God. So there's a difference between being angry and having anger. Jesus was angry when he saw the money changers in the temple, and he drove them out. But he did not allow this to turn into a spirit of anger. Okay? So when one has anger, has an anger spirit and just angry all the time, the least little thing will spark the anger and all of the fury will begin again. Okay? Deep feelings will be stirred and there will be no forgiveness. Okay? So each and every time the person does something that causes the anger to be stirred up, the situation or whatever the circumstance is that's in that person, it will deepen. A greater power base will form, or stronghold. Okay? So we have to be careful that, again, we do not allow things to fester. Now, how do we overcome anger? Quickly recognize it and acknowledge it if you have it. Don't don't gloss it over. Don't act like everything's okay and you know it's not. Okay? Be honest with yourself and God about how you feel. Tell God plainly how you feel about things. And this, we should do this every day anyway. When we spend time in our quiet time before the Lord and things, situations happen. You know, tell God how you feel about it. Okay? Be willing to forgive totally, completely, without reserve. Okay? That's number three. Number four, ask God to forgive you. Okay? Repent, forsake, and renounce the spirit of anger. Let it go. Okay? And you have to repent. I have to repent. Okay? Whoever it is, we have to let it go. And repentance is a good thing. We should walk in repentance every day anyway. Repent means change. It means to recognize, wait a minute, that thing is bothering me. I shouldn't walk that way. I shouldn't have that attitude. I shouldn't be sharp-tongued. I shouldn't strike people and bite people's head off. You know, I shouldn't be so brassy. Some people are brassy. And we don't need to have those attitudes. Why are you so brassy? Why do you look so stern all the time? Why can't you smile? Why can't you be real? Come on. We need to be real. Come on, somebody. Thank you, God. Ask God to fill this area with his love and compassion. So every area of our lives, we need God's love. We need his mercy. We need his compassion. Okay? Number five, once the door is closed, keep it closed. And do not allow the enemy to return. When the thing is over, it's over. Why are you going to mull over it? Okay? Why are you going to go over and over? No, it's done. It's done, it's gone, forgiven, forgotten. You keep moving. Keep moving. Don't go back to it. Don't go back to a cesspool. Okay? And finally, number six, give God praise for the victory that has been won in your life. We always should give God praise, honor, and glory. Magnify his name. Uplift him. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. So when he brings you through things like this, it's a reason to praise him. You know, we have a right to praise him anyway, adore him, exalt him, and uplift the name of the Lord Jesus, okay? So, beloved, you must know this, that there will be times when we will go through things that we just don't understand. Things will happen. Whoa, why does that happen? You know, and then that you can't figure it out. But one of the things that's good about God is that you can communicate with him. You can tell God anything, any time of day, night, does not matter, doesn't matter. Praise God, he's always listening. Come on, somebody. God has a listening ear to you. He wants to hear what you have to say. But he has things to say as well. So it's a two-way street, praise God. You have to keep that communication open with God and then every single day. So know this. There will be things that you'll go through that you won't understand. And we may even feel that God has forsaken us. We know he hasn't. Because the word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. However, the scripture is true. He's always with us. Okay? So we must trust God to take us through every trial and every test. Beloved, do not succumb to the fatal distraction of anger. Anger will take you to a place where you just don't need to go. Amen. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And some don't recover. And we don't want to be guilty of that. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that your word is clear about anger. Now, Lord, if there's one listening that has been wrestling with the spirit of anger or has some things in their heart that they need to release, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will convict them, that you will cause them to repent and give it over to you. There's some that may be hurting today. And Lord, I just pray that you are ministered by your spirit and by your power. Lay your hand on them right now. Heal those wounds and heal those hurts and those misunderstandings or whatever has happened. Father God, maybe from years gone by, but Father God, we know you're a healer and you are a deliverer. And so we thank you, Father, for your word today. Bless your people in a special way, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we thank you for listening to this broadcast. And we do have callers on the line. So I want to give a couple minutes. If you would like to comment, we thank God for you being on the line. Caller, would you like to give us comments today? God bless you. Amen. We just thank God for our callers. Praise God that are on the line. If you do would like to comment, you're free to do so. We do have a couple minutes left on the air. We do thank God for this broadcast today. Amen. We appreciate what the Lord is doing. Praise God. Once again, if you'd like to comment, you're free to do so at this time. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for you again. Amen. We do appreciate you listening to the broadcast. Praise God. Just want to let you know that Set Free Outreach Ministries sponsors this broadcast. It's an honor to bring the Word of God to you each and every day. Praise God. God is doing great things for us, and we're glad about that. We will be announcing on our next broadcast an upcoming prophetic summit that will take place here in the city of Pueblo, Colorado, on September the 12th through the 14th. We're excited about the summit and guest speaker that will be coming to be with us. Praise God. I will be ministering. We have special guests coming. Amen. We'll share more about that on our next broadcast. We're also going to be sharing in the Word. The message will be Dismantling Demonic Strongholds. So I want you to be with us. Come and expect the Lord to minister to you in the Word of God. Appreciate the Word, and we appreciate again all that God is doing, because God truly is doing great things. We just appreciate Him. Thank God for prayer on Saturday mornings. It's our intercessory prayer time. And that broadcast is heard every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So depending on your time zone, it will alter a little bit. During the week, we're on at 8 a.m. every morning. Praise God. We thank God for you today. Beloved, my time is just about gone. But until our next broadcast, I want you to keep looking up. Keep looking to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. Know that God loves you. Know that He cares. And that He has your best interest at heart. He's working things, all things out for you, because He loves you and He cares. Beloved, know that God has a special blessing for you each and every day. Most of all, to be thankful for life, for health and strength. And to live your limb, these things we take for granted. But beloved, don't take it for granted. Don't take for granted what God will do for you and what He wants to do. Draw close to Him. If you draw close to Him, He'll draw close to you. Beloved, we love you. We appreciate you. We say God bless you until our next broadcast. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless.
God bless.
That's Jeremiah. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because He loves you and He cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.